وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at a human being in the Quran. We're trying to understand who we are from the perspective of Allah Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. But human beings are very complex creatures in every aspect, in every sense of the word. They are so mysterious, they are so complicated, sophisticated, that we can't, until now, with the advances of technology and medical science, and there are a lot of things hidden about us, and we just don't know how it works, and we don't even know what it is. One of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in me and you, and which is a miracle in its own sense, is the soul. Until now, scientists, they have no idea what the soul is. They don't know how the human being works. What happens when he dies? What makes him dead? When a body becomes a corpse, like what happened? It's just a corpse. What happens there? Why did it turn into the state? What left it? Right? The soul is still unknown to us. It's one of the most miraculous creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that me and you as Muslims, we got to accept it for what it is without knowing it, because there's an aspect of me and you is that we need to believe in the ghaib, in the unseen, in the unknown, because there are things my brain and your brain cannot comprehend. When it comes to the soul, even Allah says in the Quran, because a lot of people, they were asking the Prophet, what is the soul? Who are we from the inside, not the body? And Allah said to the Prophet, قل, when they ask you about the soul, say to them, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. What you got, all the information you have, is nothing. So no matter how hard you try, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you about the soul. They want to know. قُلْ عِلْمُهَا عَنْدَ رَبِّي. The knowledge of the soul, what the soul is, I cannot explain it to you. Only Allah knows. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And what we have from knowledge is very few. So do not bother yourself. So I can, what? Just understand it. I understand that I have a soul. But what it is, what makes a soul a soul, how does it look like? We don't know. But we know that a human being is made of two parts, the soul and the body. The body is the vehicle. The soul is the driver. You separate the two and you have a dead body. That's simple as we can put it. Beside that, we can't explain how it works. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Having said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you. So He created the body in a perfect position, in a perfect shape, in a perfect form. أحسن تقويم, Allah says, the best of forms. And He also created the soul. And Allah said that there needs to be a balance between the soul and the body. That as a human being, you need to make sure you do not neglect the soul and you do not neglect the body. And you cannot neglect one by favoring one another. So for example, the majority of people in this world now, in our modern day, in the 21st century, is that we became very materialistic. We only go after our pleasures and our desires. We just want to please the body in terms of food, in terms of sleep, in terms of medication, in terms of cosmetics. We're just trying to look good, trying to look healthy. So our main focus is the body. In doing so, we have neglected the miraculous creation of Allah, which is the soul. So the soul dies. And sometimes you see other people doing vice versa. They neglect the body for the sake of the soul, which should not be done. Before we go and dive into this topic, let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we said the human beings, they are miraculous creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that they create a miraculous aspect to them, which is the soul, which we don't know what it is. So we're saying that Allah wants to keep the balance. Some people neglect the body completely because they want to get in touch with the soul in their spiritual side. So for example, when you have mystics and Sufis and what have you who deprive their body of everything for the sake of their soul, and they become weak, and if they become feeble, and they become sick, that is also not required. Allah does not want that. In Islam, we say there is no ruhbaniyatu fid-deen. There is no sense of, okay, I'm just trying to, I will go to a cave and just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a priest and just neglect the entire world. That does not exist in Islam. Allah says, no, you're a human being. You have the two beautiful aspects to you. Ahsan taqweem in the form of body. And you have this magnificent, mysterious aspect to you that you will never know, which is the soul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحَرُّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. All you who believe, do not forbid the beauties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made Allah for you. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, do not transgress. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Surely, if you move on to one of the scales, whether it's the body or the soul, you neglect one over other, you are transgressing. Allah says, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Eat from what we've given you, a blessed halal food. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Yes, in terms of your souls, keep piety as a balance. So eat and drink in a halal manner, in the blessings that I provided for you. At the same time, make sure taqwa is also there. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. When it comes to things that you've gained, give away from them. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, from that which we have given you. Allah again says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. Eat from the best of bounties and blessings that we've given you and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. If you claim they are worshipping Him. Then again, we see that notion. Allah says, eat, pleasure yourself, have fun. Do not deprive your body from what it needs. But at the same time, keep maintaining the soul. So for example, when we look at Christianity and we look at the church and they have the celibacy and the fact that priests cannot get married and they allow themselves to stay because at some point the church have seen, looked at sexuality as a disease and as an evil act, that goes against the human being and nature. Allah says, no, sexuality is a beautiful thing, but use it correctly. The problem is not with sexuality. The problem is what you do with it. Sexuality is just a desire. Eating is just a desire. Having fun is a desire. All these desires and passions that we have, Allah wants me and you to indulge in them. However, He wants us to maintain the balance between the soul and the body. I don't indulge too much on the expense of the soul, nor should I deprive the body on the expense of the soul. So we need to keep that balance. So the human beings, in its nature is a beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is absolutely mind-boggling. When you look at the body and you look at the and the soul and how Allah created them, it just simply say, we can simply say it's magnificent. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.